Jason Kins. Good Friday morning to you.
Good Friday morning.
Ah, just sweet word. I can just tell those are sweet words rolling off your lips, aren't they?
Man, I was exhausted getting home yesterday and thinking, oh, there's still another day to go yet. And so here we are. I'm glad that it's Friday for sure.
All right, so now talk about exhaustion with your job, because so much of it is from the shoulders up, right?
Right. Yeah, so, you know, that's an interesting thing, right? I mean, we think of physical labor jobs as exhausting, and they are, right? But the amount of body's energy that goes into using our brains is pretty significant. And so for me, there's a lot of thinking that is involved in my job, and a lot of problem solving and solving puzzles and that sort of thing. And so, you know, when I go through that with multiple people a day, it definitely can take its toll.
You do crossword puzzles for your job?
No. Oh. No. Okay. Solving puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People's brains are puzzles.
Yes, they are. They are indeed. Yep. They are indeed. Yeah. No question
but
about
it. But I do
that.
Like crossword puzzles.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did one this morning already. So.
New York Times Mini, how long did it take you?
It was super long this morning, 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
Okay.
So, yeah, normally I'm under a minute, and there were a couple of clues I just could not figure out this morning.
I got Wordle in 5 tries, and that's as far as I got, so.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. I got it in 4, I think. So.
Your streak goes on.
It does. Getting closer.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I wanted to talk about you. The word Ludio, love, up, down, in, and out, you really champion love. You think it's important. We all do. I agree. But I want to start kind of in the, like, where does it all come from? Like, you talk even a chapter in your book, Notes from the Upper Room. Yes, you've got the devotions, but you've got an actual book about Trinitarian relating. Like, how does the Trinity relate? And can you answer that in a minute?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about this, that I think the Trinity is the perfect image of love, right? I mean, it's a relationship, a mutual relationship in the Godhead between Father, Son, and Spirit that is completely and fully loving, fully giving to one another. And, you know, again, I talk about that in the book, but it's if we want to glimpse love, we can't start at a better place than that.
Periochoresis?
Yeah, perichoresis, yep. So that technically means dancing around, and it's the idea that each member of the Trinity is like inflowing and dancing within and around one another.
Yeah, and so that, and even in your book when you talked about Trinitarian relating, you're like, we need to look at that, glimpse on that, ponder that, because that's the kind of other-centered community that we're after, that God's after for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And I think that is our great starting point for us in terms of understanding love.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Monday or Tuesday, I want to get in. So God so loved the world. So how did that perfect loving triune God, and then looking toward us to dig more into that. But today we're up to the resurrection chapter. We're up to verses 1 Corinthians 15, 42 to 44.
Yep. It says, it is the same way with the resurrection of the dead. Our earthly bodies are planted in the ground when we die, but they will be raised to live forever. Our bodies are buried in brokenness, but they will be raised in glory. They are buried in weakness, but they will be raised in strength. They are buried as natural human bodies, but they will be raised as spiritual bodies. For just as there are natural bodies, there are also spiritual bodies.
And in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary, you tackle those three verses this way. Your earthly body is mortal and it breaks down, but that will not happen with your resurrected form. What was dishonorable will be uniquely glorious. What was weak will be turned to power. What was natural will be supernatural. Nature and spirit perfectly joined.
You know, as someone who often wakes up and feels the age in my body, it's the idea of this, a body that won't break down, right?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be glorious and full and complete is a hopeful thought for me.
Amen. Hey, well, hope to see you at breakfast tomorrow.
I hope so as well.
There we go. Our buddy Jason Kins on WWIB. Well, my friend, I wish I could say we've gotten sizable support from Single Mom Saturday already in the first 90 minutes of the WIB Wake Up Show. But so far, I've been sharing with the listeners. We heard from Andrea, which let me just say, every word of what she says is just Incredible.
It's moving.
It is. And it might even be worth getting in here again because it's just so real, you know?
Yeah.
The plight of single moms.
Yeah. And again, I know you mentioned we haven't had any gifts yet today, and that might be the first time that's happened this week. And we know it is a long week, an intense week, so to speak. But today's the final day. Today's the last day. And we're asking you to make a difference, to share some hope, some encouragement through your generosity for these amazing, courageous single moms by blessing them with this vehicle repair fund. And again, by our count, we're within $2,300 of getting to $20,000 in total giving. That's through your gifts, through the generous matching challenge started off by our sponsors. So again, about $2,300 away to get to that $20,000 total plateau, which would mean each mom would get $2,000 or more if it can grow beyond that, $2,000 in vehicle repairs. We know how quickly that can be used up because costs haven't exactly gone down. Last year, we were blessed to see $23,700 raised. That seems like that's a long, long way away. But again, we've got the rest of the day until midnight tonight and hoping people will respond. And maybe even right now as we speak, they could go to WWIB.com. Again, big red bar right at the top of the page for Single Mom Saturday. Today is the last day of our 1 week only challenge. Would you respond? Would you help? Would you be as big a blessing as possible? It's 7:14 here at WWIB, final day for Single Mom Saturday, that 1 week challenge. And thank you so much. Our first person to respond all throughout this morning so far. Thank you, Sharon from Wheeler, for a wonderful gift of $100. And that puts us, again, by our count, $2,200 away from reaching that goal from throughout the week with your giving, with our sponsors giving of $20,000. If we could get $2,200 more given, we could reach $20,000. And that would be an amazing goal to reach, $2,000 for each of these single moms for this vehicle repair fund, this surprise that we are building through your generosity for them. And I was thinking about sharing something on the way in this morning as I was driving in, and then heard that, okay, we hadn't had any giving this morning. And I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't share this because it seems sort of counterproductive. Because, you know, we should just be trying to, well, how can we urge and how can we exhort you to respond to this? This is the last day. But I want to share this if I can. So I was thinking about a passage from Genesis 29. And if you know a little bit about the story of Jacob and his wives plural, Jacob had two wives, Leah and Rachel. They were sisters. And again, things different culturally back in that day. But through deception, Leah became Jacob's wife, not her deception, but her father's deception. Is he married her off kind of again deceitfully to Jacob. And even though Jacob loved Leah's sister Rachel, Leah was the one that he got as his wife, and then later married Rachel as well too. And so what we see is that we have a loved wife and an unloved wife. We have Leah and Rachel, and Leah is the unloved wife. And back in that day, in that culture, bearing children, specifically bearing sons, is what brought honor to a family, honor to a wife. I mean, and that was kind of the goal, was to be able to bear sons. And so in Genesis 29, again, this is a long preamble, it says, when the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he enabled her to conceive, but Rachel remained childless. Leah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Reuben, for she said, it is because the Lord has seen my misery. Surely my husband will love me now. But I think what we read between the lines here is, well, that didn't happen. She conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, because the Lord heard that I am not loved, he gave me this one too. So she named him Simeon. Again, reading between the lines, didn't change, still the unloved wife. Again, she conceived, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, now at last my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him three sons. So he was named Levi. But again, at least I read between the lines of scripture here, didn't change. Leah was still the unloved wife, that misery. But then in verse 35 of Genesis 29, it says, she conceived again, and when she gave birth to a son, she said, and again, each of these last three names is in this hope that, well, hopefully my husband will love me this time. Hopefully he'll honor me this time, treat me like he should this time. But this time, when she gave birth to a son, she said, this time I will praise the Lord. This time I'll praise the Lord, even if things don't turn out the way I wanted them to, even if I remain unloved, this time I will praise the Lord. So she named that son Judah. And for those of you, again, who know your Bible, you know that from Judah came David, and the line of David, Christ Jesus, our Lord, descended from Judah. And I was thinking about that because it's, even if we don't reach our goals, even if we push, and again, this is intense for us, you know, move to tears that I am so often. Part of it is just from sheer exhaustion this week of coming to you again and again and saying, will you help? Will you help these single moms? Will you help? And it can be tough sometimes when we're asking, will you, will you, will you? And it's just silence and crickets, and it doesn't seem like anyone cares. And again, you guys have been so generous this week, so I'm not trying to shame or guilt anyone, but it can be tough to feel like, does anyone really care about this? But as we came into this day today, I was thinking about that passage because I want today to be an offering of praise to the Lord, even if we don't get another dime given. Even if no one responds all day, even if we don't get to that $20,000 mark, even if this is it, and this is as far as God wants us to get with the giving this year for Single Mom Saturday, this time I will praise the Lord. And so I want today to be a day of praise to the Lord. So yeah, we're going to push our goal and we're going to try as hard as possible to urge you to not sit on the sidelines and get involved and to help with this cause, with this surprise vehicle repair fund for Single Mom Saturday. But I want to be like Leah today and say, even if it doesn't turn out the way we want, this time, I will praise the Lord. So we want to praise the Lord today. Would you join us? Would you be willing to help? But we are going to praise him regardless because he is good and what he does is good. And he can always be trusted. He is going to provide for these single moms and their families. We're praying that it's through this, through you. But he is going to provide. He is big enough, and we trust him. And thank you so much. Just took a call from a listener who said, I want to give $200 toward that fund. Thank you so much. That puts us $2,000 away from the $20,000 mark. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for believing in this and saying we want to help those who oftentimes are going through a lot of stress. We want to be a blessing to them. Again, if you're able to help, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, that big red banner there for Single Mom Saturday for the surprise vehicle repair fund. And thanks to Luke. Luke just giving a gift of $50 from Ladysmith. He says his gift is in memory of all the single moms out there. He says, I got paid today and was on my way to work. I heard that no one had donated yet today, so I wanted to help kickstart the donations today. Thank you, Luke. He says, I pray and hope that God will bless the donations today, that he will bless the single moms and all that hear this will give. He says, thanks and God bless. Thank you so much to Luke. As we mentioned, we heard from Rick earlier from Eau Claire who gave $200, and I want to give a shout out. I know he didn't do it to give a shout out, but Rick has a business, Affordable Auto Repair, seeing as well too. So thank you so much to Rick and Affordable Auto Repair for that wonderful blessing of giving as we are at $1,950 by my count, away from $20,000 raised this week. Well, Halvo, we're going to pay off someone's painful gas purchase in just a moment, but also going back to Single Mom Saturday to Crystal's gift of $150, which gets us within $1,800 by our count, within $1,800 of getting to the $20,000 mark in total giving from you and from our sponsors this week. And Crystal says, I'm a CPS social worker and see the effect of isolation on parents, but especially single parents. She says, often they don't have safe people to rely on when tough choices are in front of them. Thank you, WWIB sponsors and fellow listeners, for being the hands and feet of Jesus and allowing the single mothers who are involved in this event to feel loved and the hope that they are not alone.
Great stuff, wow. Crystal. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. Just as we're speaking, I just saw a gift of $1,000 come in from Wheeler. This is from Malachi, who says, my gift is in memory of, it says, for a friend. He says, not chosen, not deserved, but loved by God. Isn't that what we all are, sinful and flawed and yet loved and welcomed into the arms of Jesus?
Wow, Malachi, wow. Thank you so much. And again, as wow. we've said here.
This is live radio, and sometimes we don't know what to say.
Well, and we got, when we look at something like that, we want to make sure if somebody says anonymous or not, right? And so that's what we've tried to respect, because we've gotten an anonymous $1,000 yesterday and as well. And so we're so grateful for everybody from, you know, gifts small and large, but people giving as they're able. And so that really helps. That really helps the cause.
That puts us again. We're calm people, not math people, but that puts us $800 away from $20,000 given for the week.
And that's the thing. And that's where we're talking about 10 different moms, 10 different families, single parent headed families, that they'll have that reserve fund. And as we've heard from Andrea and Lori and Sarah and the others, they're like, that makes all the difference in the world. As you talk about not having the stress and the burden when that car repair inevitably develops.
Wow. Wow. Well, what a morning it's been already. And again, we want to have some fun. We were going to do our normal headlines, and now we're going to pay off someone's gas receipt as well, too, with our friends from Marquardt Motors, too. So again, I guess there's just a multifaceted morning show, too. Sometimes maybe it moves you to tears, like it moves me to tears at times. Other times we're hopefully bringing a grin, helping you crack a smile, and hopefully making someone smile here. It's another Free Fuel Friday, and we are paying back what someone paid at the pump, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers, with a fuel receipt tallying $51.44. Our next winner is Angie Rorson from Bloomer. Congratulations, Angie.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Well, thank you so much to Patricia from Rice Lake, who gives a gift of $100. Again, WWIB.com. Final day here for Single Mom Saturday. Patricia gives $100 to this surprise fund that we're building as big as possible. She says, to all the moms who work double to give their children what they need, thank you for that. Thank you so much. Also, we just heard from Megan. Megan from Alma gives $50, and she says, I have four young kids. For a time last year, my husband and I were forced to separate. We're back together now, and the Lord has greatly blessed us. She says, during the months that we were apart, I saw how hard it is to have full responsibility of the kids. I was very fortunate to have a lot of family support, and I would like to bless those single moms. They work very hard, and I am glad to be able to bless them. I also know what it's like to have a car that needs to be repaired, but you don't know where that money is coming from. Thank you so much for those beautiful words, Megan. Thank you for your gift. And that puts us at $650 left, $650 left to get to $20,000. Again, if the gifts that have been pledged this week do come in, and we're trusting that, we'd get to $20,000 with $650 left. And I want to do my part as well, too. And I want to get that $650 a little bit lower. I've been thinking about that this week, what I'd like to do, what my wife and I would like to do. And so my first gift today, I want to give $100 in honor of four different people and four different single parents. And the first is my wife. Again, the best gift I have ever received, other than my salvation through the Lord Jesus, has been my wife, Lindsay. And our oldest, Lily, who's a teenager now. Lindsay was a single mom for a time too. And seeing her courage, her strength, how she invested everything in taking care of her daughter, that was one of the things that just loved about her instantly. So I want to give a gift in honor of my wife, Lindsay. The second person I want a gift in honor of another $100 is my little sister, Rachel. And my sister, Rachel, is not married yet, Lord willing. God will bring the right man into her life. But she's decided that even though she hasn't yet met her future husband that we know of, she still wants to provide a safe and loving home for children. And so voluntarily, she's a single mother for foster children. Right now she has one adopted child and three foster children in her home. And I can't even express how proud I am of her, how much I admire her courage and her strength, again, to devote her life to children who've come from so much hurt and harm, and to say, I'm going to wrap my arms around you and provide a safe place for you. So I want to give a gift in honor of my sister Rachel as well. And then two single dads I want to give a gift in honor of. And one would be my grandpa. And I was thinking about this. My grandpa was a single dad. My grandma passed away when I was about 1 year old. And so even though his children were grown at that point, my grandpa as a single dad and I guess single grandparent as well too for many years, even with his children grown, he was still a single parent. And when I just saw the way that he loved on his children, including my mom and just always looking out for her, for us, his grandchildren, I want to give a gift in honor of my grandpa again, who is a single dad. And then one more gift as well here. This is not someone I can mention on the air. I don't have permission to do that, but I have a close friend with five children who's walking through a incredibly hard divorce right now. And so unless the Lord intervenes in these final days, he's going to be a single dad of five children. And I know how much he loves his children. I've seen how this horrible, horrible trial that he said he would not wish on anyone, how that's brought him closer to Jesus. And so for this friend also, I also want to give $100. So that puts us again within $250, with 10 minutes to go before 8 o'clock here, within $250 of getting to $20,000 given for Single Mom Saturdays. So if you're willing to respond as well in any capacity, WWIB.com right at the top of the page, and we thank you. We thank you for giving. We thank you for having a heart for this year's event and for blessing these amazing, courageous mothers. Well, I think there's still room here on this Friday morning to have a little fun with the headlines here on WWIB. It's our Friday morning tradition where we get you caught up on everything you might have missed here on the WIB Wake Up Show, news, sports, politics, pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. And also, it's almost the end of the hour. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Monday was the eclipse.
It'll be the last time in decades that more people were looking up from their phones than looking down at their phones.
True.
Well, tax day is this coming Monday.
Yeah, it's Americans' least favorite day of the year, right after National Vegetable Day.
True that.
New research says that despite what your mother told you, sitting up straight is actually bad for your back.
They also said feel free to run with scissors.
Please don't.
Researchers also say there are currently about 20,000 bison roaming across the United States.
And 10% are now electric.
There you go.
A recent study concluded that if you inherited the likelihood of heart disease from your parents, you can effectively override your genes by living a healthy lifestyle.
Of course, if you also inherited a comfy couch and a lifetime supply of nachos, you're in trouble.
Uh-huh.
According to British researchers, 70% of women require up to 20 minutes to decide whether or not to order dessert.
So that's what they're talking about in the ladies' room.
The secret revealed.
And finally, in a global study of four-day work weeks, 97% of participants said they'd like to keep it that way.
97%. The other 3% were promoted to management. Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up. And again, a couple of headlines here. We are getting so close, oh, so close to $20,000 raised. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Almost $20,000 this week for Single Mom Saturday. We just heard via text at the WIB listener line. Julie says, I'm driving, but she says, I want to give $100 in honor of Katie, who's single and adoptive mother of five children and is fostering two more. She's an amazing mom and such a blessing. Thank you. Thank you so much. We also just heard from Beth. She says, I'll give $25 in honor of my grandfather, who is a single dad and grandfather. My grandmother passed away before eight of my dad's children were born. She says he lived with us in our family farm, which became a century farm in 2020. That's cool. And Beth says she'll give that $25. Thank you so much. And then this was very neat as well, too. Holly from Phillips. Always great to hear from Phillips. She says, my 13-year-old son, Travis, asked me this morning if he could give $20 of his birthday money to help the single mom. She says, I said yes, and my husband and I are matching his $20. Thanks for doing this event and for everything else that you do. Thank you. Wow. Thank you. That means with 3 minutes left in the hour, we are under $100 away, under $100 away from reaching $20,000 to bless this year's single moms with vehicle repairs. I'm just trusting that we're going to get there. Well, Halvo, we were saying last night and moving into this morning, could we get to the $20,000 mark in giving from what's been pledged, what's come in from sponsors, from our wonderful WWIB family? And praise the Lord, we have made it to $20,000.
All right, way to go.
Thank you so much. An anonymous listener gave the final $100 to get us there. And then we've seen a gift here, Anne from Medford, with another $100. So that gets us, again, we're just trying to go as big as possible here. And thank you so much. And also just recently, Heather from Chippewa Falls gives $20 to this vehicle repair fund for the single mothers. She says, I do not have much to give, but I understand how hard it is to get by, even in a two-income home. She says, I understand that every little bit helps. God bless. God bless you. Thank you so much, Heather, for caring and saying, I am going to help. And again, we're telling people, Havel, don't sit on the sidelines. If you've heard this, again, you know we talk about it a lot this week. It's 1 week only. But if you're hearing this, if God moves you, if he nudges you to give and to help, would you respond?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm picturing the fact that what that means is 10 different single moms are going to find out that they've got a vehicle repair fund of $2,000 or more. And basically, at this point, we're going to determine how much it is. And thinking of my my youngest sister, Jenny, I mean, she's a grandma now, but when she was a single mom, I mean, she, you know, in her teens. And so imagine that. I mean, a young single mom in a car with over $250,000, and that's what you're doing is making a difference for somebody in need. As you've said multiple times, somebody who is not going to be able to pay you back, but you're going to feel certainly blessed for taking a part.
And again, we don't stop now. We go as long as we can, all day long until midnight, to see how big this fund can grow. Over $20,000 now. Last year, $23,700 given. May God get all the glory for what you are doing to help bless those who are part of this year's Single Mom Saturday. Well, just want to thank a couple more givers that we've just seen come through. Again, giving at WWIB.com for Single Mom Saturday, the vehicle repair fund for this year's 10 single mothers. Thank you so much, Tiffany from Tony. I love the alliteration. Thank you so much for your gift of $25, Tiffany. Thank you. Also, just seeing a gift here from Napa, Bloomer Auto Supply, Inc., Napa up in Bloomer. Thank you so much, Jeremy and the crew from Bloomer, giving $200 to the fund. Again, now that we've gotten past $20,000 through gifts that have been given and pledged to be given, now we get to see how much this can grow through the rest of the day. Thank you so much. If you're thinking about this, today's the day, last day, last chance. Thank you. We praise the Lord because of you. It's been such an encouragement this week. Thank you for joining with us. Thank you for being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. We can never, ever outgive him.
Well, just as many times here, and best of the week, kind of your audio trail mix, sweet and salty on WWIB.
Well, thank you so much, Halvo, to Anne. Anne gave a gift online at WWIB.com, $50. Anne from Eau Claire, $50 for our Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund. And then we also had a pledge via the phone as well for another $50. So praise the Lord, we made that
way
goal
to go.
Of getting to that first $1,000 plateau before 8 a.m. Thank you so much.
It starts with Ben Franklin's advice, early to bed, early to rise makes a man
healthy, wealthy, and wise.
I don't know about the wealthy part.
So Michelle's from Eau Claire, but she says this. She says, this gift is in honor of my mom, the late Patricia R. Durand of Rice Lake. After our dad died tragically at 37, mom raised my brothers and I, who were 13, 10, and 8 at the time, single-handedly. Her strong faith and determination made mom an incredible role model for us. Here's to all the single moms out there. You are amazing. Hmm. That's from Michelle from Eau Claire. She gives $350.
My brother, he's a salesman. He travels around. He went to Wisconsin 2 weeks ago, and he got back. He gave me the report. He said that Wisconsin is basically exactly like Michigan, but nicer. So
there you go.
You could hang that on the wall there.
Wow.
At the WIB radio station.
But now we've gotten an update. We received a call.
$1,000 closer, an anonymous donation from a listener who, again, wanted to remain anonymous, again, thinking of the grandkids and saying, hey, want to provide for these single mothers, for the children, and want to send a check for $1,000.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Caleb, one of our great young listeners, turning a year older today.
Yes, a very happy birthday to Chloe from Eau Claire. Happy 15th birthday, Chloe, and what, 6 months away from getting a learner's permit? Is that how that still works?
I just took a call that made me feel, just even as I was talking to this gentleman, he wants to go anonymous from Oliva, but he just said, yeah, made me realize just the privilege of this. And he said that 40 years ago, he remembers his mom, a single mom of four boys. And I think if I understood him right, remembers hugging her, trying to encourage her as she was dealing with the stress of trying to pay for car repairs. Mm. And he was breaking down on the phone, and he's just like, I want to pledge $300.
Mm.
So this is not a new challenge. This is not a new problem. It's been around, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Thank you, Hava. The best of the week. And as you mentioned, Sweet and Salty, we have some of the humor, the laughs, and also some of these serious moments,
right.
Some of these blessed moments that we've had this week. We're not going to pull wool over our own eyes. We know this can be hard to listen to when you're being asked to give so many times all throughout the week. But we also know that there's blessing there. There's blessing there when you give unselfishly and cheerfully to those who can't thank or repay you, and not necessarily material blessing. It may pinch you a bit to do that, but we know, again, the things ahead are so much better than what we leave behind.
Uh-huh.
So thank you. Thank you for giving. Got a couple celebration songs here as we end the Wake Up Show this week. If you'd still like to participate, we'd just love to see it. WWIB.com for Single Mom Saturday, right at the top of the page.